The majority of the people who shop at the antique stores are passing through from Fort Worth or Dallas, which is weird because they look like they can afford new stuff. A cotton gin sits at the outskirts of Antler, and it isn't unusual to see a speck of cotton surfing on the wind like a lost snowflake. Our house on Ivy Street is 4 streets away from the square and 2 streets from the school. Even though Cal's family owns a cotton farm on the edge of town, they live next door to us in a small brick house. It doesn't seem fair. Cal's family stuffed in their little place like sardines, while the 3 of us live in a big 2-story. Not that our house is a mansion or anything. Mom calls it a hand-me-down. First it belonged to Mom's grandparents, then her parents, now us. It looks like the kind of place you'd see on a farm surrounded by acres of land. A white clapboard with a wraparound porch and a weather vane on the roof. When I reach home, I see Cal's bike lying flat in his yard. His brother Billy is working on Wayne's old Mustang in their driveway. He's trying to get it fixed up to surprise Wayne when he comes home in March. A flag waves from a tall pole in their front yard. Before Wayne went to Vietnam, they only hung it